don't die definitely for any person. Wait for the Tarzan Majid. Rather will be led me a share Tarzan Majid. Alhamdulillah, in the name of Allah, the benevolent, the merciful, owner of the day of judgment, only Allah do we worship. Only Allah do we worship, and only Allah do we seek assistance from. O Allah, guide us all to the straight path, the path of those whom Thou hast favored, not the path of those who go astray, nor of those who earn Thy anger. Peace and salutation be upon our honorable leader Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, who was sent as a mercy and a guide to man. Today I have chosen the bayan, which is a very simple bayan. It might look very simple, but in the eyes of Allah, it is very rewarding. And now and then, people like myself need a reminder of this. Not say we don't know, but simply, we tend not to know, or we tend to forget, or some of us just choose to forget. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in the Quran, Ya ayyuhalladhina amanu. Allah speaks about those who have iman. When Allah speaks about iman, He speaks about iman that you have embedded deep down your heart. And that iman will show on the outside. Because whatever you have on the inside, that's what will definitely show on the outside. Because iman makes you a better person, iman makes you a softer person, and iman makes you a person who strives. And by mere fact that we are coming for salah, it means that we have iman. But sometimes the iman increases and sometimes it decreases. So we need to come and be reminded. When Allah talks about iman, He talks about true iman. Because that iman must be directly to your heart. Because Nabi Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam in one hadith says, "Ala fi jasadin mudghatan." In the body there's a flesh. If this flesh is correct, then the whole body is be correct. But if this flesh in the body is rotten, then the whole body will be rotten. He says, beware, it is the heart. So we have, I only tell you that sometimes our hearts are facing towards Makkah, Medina, like our direction that we are facing for Salah. But our hearts are towards America and Britain. We have forgotten what Allah wants from us and what we want from Allah. When Allah says, Ya ayyuhalladhina amanu, Allah says, O you who believe, La tadkhulu buyutan ghayra buyutikum. Allah says, O you who believe, do not enter any house except your own house. Hatta tasta'nisu, until you have familiarized yourself. Today we enter at anyone's house, no permission, no greeting. We found the door open, so I felt it right for me to enter the house without even familiarizing myself. Therefore Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam even taught us the minutest things in our lives. Therefore, some people were trying to mock the Sahaba. They say to the Sahaba, even the Prophet teaches you people how to go to the toilet. The Sahaba says, Rasulullah even teaches us lower than that. Not only going to the toilet, He teaches us even lower than that. Therefore, Islam is a deen of morality. Islam is a deen of culture. That's what Islam is. Islam is not merely a religion. It is a way of life and how we conduct ourselves. And Allah says, don't enter anyone's houses until you have familiarized yourself with the people of the house. Therefore, it's very important to tell our wives at home, our sisters, that if anybody comes to the house, he can't be my friend. He's my friend, but he's not my wife's friend. So he's not allowed to come into my house at any time, waiting for me, the husband of the house. If I'm not in the house, let him take a walk until I come. But he will not be permitted to come to my house and sit with my wife. What discussion has he got with my wife? His discussion is between me and him, nothing to do with my wife. Brothers, I'm telling you this because many a times homes have broken down because of my friend entering my house, wallahi, and my friend has a relation with my wife. I can direct you to many relations like this, but I will not do it. Allah says, don't enter any house until you have familiarized yourself. وَتُسَلِّمُوا عَلَىٰ أَهْلِهَا. This is the most important bayan. You make salam to the people of the house. Growing up as a young man, you know, my kids, sometimes I used to think they were mad people. Every time we go out of the house, and they used to come to the house, Salaam Alaikum house. I used to think that these children really, they're mad, or they're getting crazy. But they even used to greet the house, which was empty, which we just left half an hour ago, they greet in the house. But then you understand, even your own houses, when you are out, Allah appoints the malaikas to be in your house. So when you greet, inshallah, the malaikas will give reply to your salam. But we have forgotten the greeting of Islam. We have really forgotten the greeting of Islam. Wallahi, recently I was walking down the street. I got a kurta, I got a hat and everything. I passed a man, and he's a Muslim guy. And he greets me. I wear my masakin. Wallahi, I don't know him. I don't know his mother. He doesn't know my mother, but he's calling me, I wear my masakin. When I was in Durban, walking down the street, this one, every time they greet me, Aksha, how's it? And I walked, I didn't know they're talking to me, you know, Aksha. The more I walked, the more the people said Aksha, I started believing Aksha is my name. So when everybody turns and say Aksha, I will turn around, maybe he's talking to me. We have forgotten, wallahi, the greeting of Islam. The greeting which Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam has taught us. We have adopted every other greeting. I wear my bra. All this, where does it come from? It's not in Sunnah. It's not an Islamic way of life. Wallahi, when you adopt the culture of other people, Allah will count you from that people. Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam says, "Man tashabbaha biqawmin fahuwa minhum." Whoever resembles any nation, Allah will count him from that nation. Because we don't want to be part of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, Allah will choose better people who want to be part of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and they will carry the deen better than what we can carry. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in one hadith, he says, this is a hadith of Umar ibn Khattab. He says that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, a man asked him, Ya Rasulullah, ayyu islamul khayr? O Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, which is the best of Islam? Faqala Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, tut'imu ta'am, to feed the people food. And when you feed the people food, don't feed him with a condition that one day you'll remind him. But look, you give me your biryani, you give me your two sisters. I didn't ask for it, but you gave it to me. One day you see me in the street, you say, Sheikh, can you wash my car? I'll say, I'm not going to wash your car. But Sheikh, you know, I gave you biryani one day. Now he's reminding me of the biryani which he gave me, which I didn't ask for. He's reminding me of the two sisters which I didn't ask for. Now I must watch. Then he will say to me, you are ungrateful. When you feed food, there should be no condition. Allah gives us air, and Allah doesn't count how much air He gives us. Allah gives us so much sustenance, and Allah doesn't count how much He gives us. He keeps giving and giving and giving, and He doesn't count. And we have the guts to count who I gave food to, where Rasulullah says, the best action is to feed people. Then Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was asked, after I have given food to someone, which is another best of action? فَقَالَ رَسُولُ اللَّهِ صَلَّى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمُ that you must give salam لِمَا عَرَفْتَ وَمَنْ لَمْ تَعْرِفَ, to give salam to those people whom you know and to give salam to those people you don't know. Today we only greet the people who are high in society. He's a lawyer, he's a doctor, he's a policeman. Because I'm prone to evil, I have to greet the policeman all the time. So one day if I get caught for a crime, I can ask him to steal my records of the police station because he's my friend. And he must see me. I will greet him thousands of times. Wallahi, so he must see it's me. Because I'm prone to evil. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, greet who you know and whom you don't know. A Muslim, naturally, he has that nur in his face. You can see a Muslim. Like, even if he takes his kurta out, he takes his nibas out. Allah has given a Muslim, like, a certain trait in his face. You can see that this is a Muslim. Today they greet you because you're somebody in society. You know, I had one of my friends. One day he met me. He was driving, I remember the car's name, a Corvette. I hope is there such a car? Yeah. So I came out of the masjid, was Asr time. And he's showing me his car. He says, Molana, can you see how beautiful my car is? I said, yes, it's very beautiful. He says, Molana, I know you'll never be able to buy a car like this till the day of Qiyamah. I want to take you for a ride. At first I got frightened because somebody told me these cars, when they drive on the road, those broken lines, they start looking like one. I said, no. But anyway, I want to look nice also in someone's car, not my car. I want to look nice in somebody else's car. So I jumped in the car. He says, don't you want to drive? I said, no, I don't want to drive. Because what's in my mind, if I damage this car, I'm going to be in a big problem. Rather, I said, passenger, I still look nice. So we drove around. Wallahi, we drove each street. And everybody was saying, Salaamu Alaikum, Salaamu Alaikum. Even the women who were half naked, they were saying, Salaamu Alaikum. He said, Sheikh, can you see how famous I am? I said, I can see, Sheikh, truly. I see. So we came back. We relaxed from his car. I said, Sheikh, next week Saturday, when everyone is on the road, I want to take you on a drive with my car. You can either choose you want to drive or you don't want to drive. If you don't want to drive, I'll drive because in my car. I had one of the olden cars, the Sprinter, you know. The doors were actually falling apart. They were rusted. It was a Durban car. Right? So the brother gets in my car. Maybe because he didn't want me to feel low, you know. So he didn't drive with Molana. I drove the same direction he drove. If he took First Avenue, I took First Avenue. If he took Fifth Avenue, I took Fifth Avenue. I think 80% of the people that we have seen were the same people we seen on Wednesday. But no one said salam. So I come, I park my car next to him. I say, Sheikh, you know, last week, when they were greeting us, they were greeting the Corvette. Assalamu alaikum to the Corvette, not to you. But if they have to greet you today on my car, they'll be really greeting you. So they were not greeting you last week. Don't be happy, Sheikh. So Rasulullah says you must give salam to those people whom you know and salam to those people whom you don't know. Because salam is a dua for a Muslim. When I greet you, assalamu alaikum, I'm making dua for you. May Allah be help, assalamu alaikum, peace be upon you. And you will reply, wa alaikum salam, may Allah return the same peace but double time to you. I'm praying to you. You know, sometimes we go to work on a Monday morning, and some of us, our wives actually normally, they hit us with a pen every Monday. So now we can feel it. So Monday is not so good. Somebody you meet, and he says, good morning, sir. What's so good about Monday morning? The wife just hit me with a pen. But if I say, assalamu alaikum, if your wife has just hit you with a pen, may Allah remove the pain. And may your wife not hit you again with a pen. I'm making dua for you. If there's an obstacle on your road today, I'm making dua. Allah, remove the obstacle of the way. I'm praying, I'm making dua for you. Therefore, a person's character, you will imagine by his greeting. Today, every Muslim, I won't say every Muslims have become so serious. They don't smile anymore. You come to the mosque, they're serious, as though somebody has just taken their food and he's busy crying, I'm going to get him for a meat he took from my plate. We don't smile anymore. Rasulullah, his habit was used to smile. He was a smiling person. Never when the people, they saw the Rasul, they accepted Islam. Because sometimes Rasulullah would smile so much that even his back teeth would show. Today, which of us follow the Sunnah of the Prophet? We have forgotten. So you must have status for you to be greeted. And because time is short, I'm just rushing through the bayan. That Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he commanded the Sahabas and the Muslims to do 7 things. Abarana bi sab'a. Rasulullah commanded with 7 actions. He says, bi iyadatun marid. The first action he commanded us to do, he encouraged us to visit the sick people. Ask yourself a question. In the last month, last 2 months, you sitting in the masjid, when last did you go and visit a sick person? Ask yourself a question. When last did you go and visit a sick person? Well, a sick person is more close to Allah because he's imagining anything in his mind. Maybe I might die tomorrow. His dua is sincere. Wallahi, you go to the sick person, he makes dua for you. Maybe that can be a means of Allah removing the obstacles of your way. Ask yourself a question. How many times have you been and seen sick people? I'm not talking about outsiders, even your own family. He says, وَإِذْبَاءِ الْجَنَازَةِ. To follow the janazah. Rasulullah commanders, to follow the janazah of the people. And you must follow the janazah. For the janazah, there's no invitation. You don't need to be invited to come for janazah salah. You must just go in it, because he's a Muslim brother. My father, I pride him of one thing. He used to attend everybody's janazah. I used to ask my father, do you know the person who died? He said, Muhammad. Do you know the woman who died, Fatima? Even if her name wasn't Fatima, he used to give her a name. Her name is Fatima. I know her because she recites the kalima. And wallahi, the quality of my father, I don't have. I don't have. And it will take me a long time to adopt the quality of my father. Every janazah he was there. And today, can't you hear what the Muslims say? Mawlana, you saw how big the janazah was of the brother. I said, yes, it was big, man, very big. I was also there. I say, yeah, there's 2 types of people who come to your janazah. One person, whom you, the dead person, I owe him money. So I'm coming to make sure that really he's dead, I don't have to pay him anymore. And the second person who attends my janazah is the one who owes money to me. And I'm saying, alhamdulillah, he's dead, I don't have to pay him anymore. So I'm going to make sure that really he's dead. I don't have to pay him. So janazas are big. We should make dua, wallahi, that Allah must send many people to our janazas when we die so that Allah can forgive our sins. Wallahi, the way you deal with other people, that's how they will deal with you. He says, the third quality Rasulullah commanded it, at-tashmish al-atish. When a person sneezes, he will say, alhamdulillah, you will reply by saying, Yarhamukallah. Then he will reply again, Yahdikumullah. So all the time, whatever Islam is done in Islam, to go to Jannah is very easy. To go to Jahannam is very hard. To go to Jannah, to smile to a Muslim is sadaqah. If I don't have money, just a smile, wallahi, leads me towards Jannah. And he says, وَعَوْنُ الْمَزْلُومِ Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam commanded us to help those people who are oppressed. To help the oppressed people. Muslim's quality is naturally, he likes to help those who are oppressed. Because Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam says, Unsur akhak, help your brother. In kana zaliman, whether he's an oppressor, aw mazluman, or he's oppressed. Faqal, Ya Rasulullah, ansurhu idha kana mazluman. The Sahaba says, Rasulullah, we can help him if he's oppressed. How can we help him if he's an oppressor? فقال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم تمنعه من الظلم هذا نصرك إياه. Help him from oppression, to stop the oppression, that is your help towards him. And he says, وعون المظلوم وعفش السلام, and spread salam. Spread salam. Today the people, wallah, we have so much of animosity in the mosque. If I don't like this Brahmin, even if the muezzin has given the iqama, I would not stand next to him because I hate him. What kind of salah you making? What kind of salah you making? If you still have that animosity, that hatred against your brother, you must recheck your salah. Am I praying correctly? Am I postures correct? Am I making the correct niyyah? Because salah was not supposed to make me have any enemies after I finished praying to Allah. And he says, وَإِبْرَارِ الْمُقْسِمِ. And now this one is when people need your help at any time, help them. And now ending off, the Sahabi came to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and he says, Assalamu alaykum. وَجَلَسَ. وَقَالَ رَسُولُ اللَّهِ صَلَّى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمَ عَشَرًا. A man came to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he says, Assalamu alaykum. And he sat down. وَقَالَ رَسُولُ اللَّهِ صَلَّى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمَ عَشَرًا. He got 10 rewards. And the next man he came, Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah. Fajalasa. Faqal, ishroom. And he said, Assalamu alaikum, he sat down, and Rasulullah sallam says, okay, for you, 20 rewards. The next one he came, Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Fajalasa. Faqal, thalathun. Rasulullah sallam says, the third person who completed the greeting, and he says, Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. And Rasulullah says, for you, the 30 rewards. And the more better you greet, the better it is. Some of us, we will greet even out of the sunnah. The man will come to you, Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuhu wa maghfiratuhu wa jannatul na'im. This is nowhere in the hadith. So we must greet the way Rasulullah taught us to greet. And then inshallah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will unify us, inshallah. And then Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, Abshu salam, give salam, wa'at'imu ta'am, feed the hungry, yani wasilu al-arham, stay with the people in a good way, and join them in a good way, wasilu nas niyaman, and be nice to the people, tadkhulu al-jannata bis-salam, you will enter Jannah with salam, wa akhu da'wana, alhamdulillahi rabbil alamin.